let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America. Of course, you'll find us online at thisweekinamerica.us. One review says every American should have a chance to read this book. Another, it will make you go straight to Google and start researching as much as you can. The book 100 Years of Deception, A Blueprint for the Destruction of a Nation, one citizen's attempt to shed light on the truth and inform people about what is behind the events we see happening today. That citizen is the author, Alan Adachik. He writes that citizens of the United States have been played for fools for the past 100 years, with conspirators pulling the strings that make us dance and controlling the nation's media to keep us ignorant and compliant. Alan was raised in Brooklyn, becoming an engineering student at the University of Michigan in its Naval ROTC program. He received his wings as a jet fighter pilot in 1996. After his military service, he earned an MBA in finance. Various high-level jobs, he's a retired financial administrator from the city of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and the author of other books, While We Sleep, A Story of Government Without Law, and An Alaskan Adventure, A Travelogue and Environmental Treatise, and author of the much-talked-about book that we'll be discussing today, 100 Years of Deception, A Blueprint for the Destruction of a Nation. Alan Adachik with us on This Week in America. Alan, it's a pleasure. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us today.
Good to be here, Rick.
What an amazing story, and we're only going to touch the surface, so I encourage you to go to Amazon, look up a copy of the book, and I'll give you information on how to do that a little bit later on. You say right in the beginning of the book, this is the mother of all conspiracy theories. The thing is, you back it up with fact in the book. Talk about what happened 100 years ago that you consider to be an overthrow of our government.
Well, basically, it was passage of the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, and that's where Congress turned over our government to the people that own and operate the central banks of the world, in this particular case, the Federal Reserve Bank, which is a private corporation. It is has really nothing to do with the our government itself and merely provides a service, but the service that it provides is very, very costly. Essentially, every dollar that the Federal Reserve prints, it does so at the cost of the ink and the paper, and loans that money to the federal government, and the federal government has to pay that back with our tax dollars plus interest. So the Federal Reserve Bank creates money, and that money is really a debt that the American people have to pay. And the cost of that is enormous, and it has led to essentially a takeover of our government, where now the Federal Reserve Bank and the central banks control the world, and actually have really involved this nation and the world in all the wars of the past 100 years.
You know, in the book, 100 Years of Deception, A Blueprint for the Destruction of a Nation, Alan Adachik is our guest. Adachik is our guest on the program. You talk about 1913 before and after. Just to make this clear for everybody, what was life like in the U.S. before 1913? How did it change after this act?
Well, again, Congress, before 1913, Congress was responsible for printing our money and controlling it and maintaining its value. That function was turned over to the Federal Reserve Bank. Another thing that occurred is if we're going to borrow money that should be ours and we should own, we have to pay interest on that and pay it back. And so an income tax was incorporated in that particular year. And that is what basically gave the funding of this whole nefarious operation. And the other thing was, which gave them even more control, is the Constitution was amended such that state representatives to the Senate, the United States Senate, were no longer appointed by the states, and they were elected by the people. And that was a big change in government, because that changes from being a federal government or a government that was a federation of states to a true national government, where the national government sat superior to the states.
In the book, you talk about the banksters. I love that expression that sort of sums up the term used for these people. Talk about that and who these people were and are, because it's still a problem that impacts every aspect of our lives today.
Well, I like the term bangster because it kind of is synonymous with gangster.
Yep.
And these people
yep.
are gangsters. They are criminals. The Federal Reserve is a agency of fraud. And the American people are being defrauded out of our hard work, our military, just everything that we create and is worthwhile in life that we are proud of is now an instrument for them to use to dominate and control the world. And that's a heavy duty statement, but if you really look at what's going on and what has happened, it's a true statement. I don't like to think these things that I do about our government and what's going on, but I'm a realist and I can't deny what's obvious to me.
I mentioned in the background your background with an MBA in finance. When did you realize what had happened in 1913, the impact what happened has on our lives today, and decide to really look into this, ultimately ending up in the book 100 Years of Deception? How did this all begin for you?
Well, it really began when I was an employee in the city of Fort Lauderdale and was exposed to corruption at the local level in city government. And I basically decided that I wouldn't tolerate the corruption around me. And I got myself in trouble with my superiors because of that. And so from that point on, I started thinking more and more about things and looking into things. And initially, it was just to help myself and try to change my situation. But eventually, I did open up a website online called the Constitution Forum. And in running that particular website, I started to get input from many, many different people all over the place. And basically, I just connected the dots. I mean, you know, you have things that are happening, and you have something here that happens here, something that happens there. And when you only have two items or a few items, there's no real connection. But all of a sudden, when you get enough things and you realize there's a pattern to everything, then you're able to discern what really is the truth. And that's basically the process I went through.
With a lot of research, the book is 100 Years of Deception, a blueprint for the destruction of a nation by Alan R. Adachik. That's spelled Adaschik. The book's available at Amazon. If you just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, there is a direct link to Alan's book at Amazon, so you can get information on the book and order the book there as well. And something, if we think, well, that's just the banking aspect of our lives that they've controlled, really doesn't impact other aspects of our lives. You make the case that they really have infiltrated, gained control out of all the key institutions in our society. Talk about that, because this is very widespread and frightening, isn't it?
Well, it's not a very pleasant thing to think about. Everybody wants to be proud of their country. Everybody wants to think that we're the best nation in the world, and that certainly was true at one time. But with the advent and the takeover that occurred in 1913, all that changed, and things are not right. I think every American knows today that something is very, very wrong with our government, but most people don't understand exactly what that is and what we can do to change it. But the thing is that we are not where we want to be, either as a nation or as a world, and we have some very, very serious problems. And those problems are never going to be addressed if these criminals that rule us remain in power. We have to remove them if we're ever going to save ourselves. And I mean, save ourselves monetarily, save ourselves as a nation, save ourselves environmentally, and save our planet. These people stand against everything that we can possibly do to help ourselves now.
And as I keep saying, that this is more than just financial. You make the case that they have undue influence and propaganda. They shape how Americans think, view the world, and you even use the word brainwash because of the actions of these people. Talk a little bit about that, because again, if we think this is just affecting the monetary system, we're sadly mistaken.
Well, you know, one of the things that is going on, we are starting to see the degradation of the world's environment and the world's ecological systems. And you don't really hear anything in the mainstream media about it, because in order to rectify these situations, we have to change the way we do business and the way we do things. And these people stand against that, so they don't allow people to really be educated about the issues that are actually crucial and critical to our well-being and the well-being of future generations. These people are truly criminals that stand against everything that is good and wholesome in life. And those are the people we don't need in power now when we're facing such severe problems. And when I talk about severe problems, we have 7.5 billion people in the United States today. And scientists calculate that a safe level of population for our planet, a sustainable level, is about 2 billion people. So when you look at those numbers alone and realize that that story is not getting out and not being told, and the reason it's not getting out or being told, it's because these people see it as bad for business and they want everything to go on as before. And it can't, because we're heading for the precipice. We're lemmings running towards the edge, and we're about to go off the cliff.
What kind of response have you gotten to the book in your years of talking about this? As people look at it in a rational way, what is their response?
Well, nobody is neutral about it. either they hate it or they love it. Fortunately, I have gotten a lot of good responses and some negatives, of course, but nobody is just ambivalent. It does affect people, and it is worth reading, because that's one thing, you know, when somebody reads the book, I always ask them, did you learn anything? And the response almost always is, yes, I did, and that made it all worthwhile. I mean, my whole purpose is to teach and educate. And that's what I'm about.
If we read the book and if we decide, as you indicate, okay, this is wrong, this is not who we are as a country, what can we do about it? We probably think we've got the banksters, all of these people with money, with power, with influence that they've had for decades. How can we combat that?
The only thing we can do right now is work to educate each other. I would love to see my book become a bestseller, not because I'm interested in earning money off of it, because I think it needs to become a bestseller for enough people to get alarmed and enraged, where we actually demand that our elected representatives begin to address these issues. That's what's happening now. They're all swept under the rug, and the media and the news sources and everything never mention anything about these things. And that's the crying shame of it, because we don't really control our media. They do.
You bring about and give us topics of discussion, of contemplation, as you're reading the book, 100 Years of Deception, beyond just the Federal Reserve. One of the chapters, the Fed is a Ponzi scheme. You talk about the overthrow of our government and some of the information we talked about a little bit before. One of the chapters is interesting, The Curse of the Proud American. Talk to about the thought process behind that and what that presentation is all about.
Well, if you're a proud American, you don't think anything needs to be changed.
Yes.
And you're buying into the big lie that everything is copacetic and wonderful in the way it should be. It is not. And it's proud Americans that basically ensure that the beat goes on, so to speak.
With us on the program is Alan Adichek, author of the book 100 Years of Deception, A Blueprint for the Destruction of a Nation. Books available at Amazon, our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to get information on the book. Another chapter that catches your attention and certainly there for thought, The Politics of Christianity. Talk about that, because that's something we really face. It seems like it's sort of something we face even more now than we did a few years ago.
Well, Christianity is the predominant religion in the United States of America, but again, like all other things, Christianity is, and all religions are a means of controlling people. And the people that we're talking about here that overthrew the nation and control our media and press and everything are also beginning to control Christian thought. And there is great danger in that because it gives God-like authority to what they're trying to do. And it's all a big part of the smokescreen and mirrors. And it's also a big part of the charade. So religion is being used now against us, and it's a tragedy. It's a tremendous tragedy.
The book is eye-opening. It's certainly food for thought that we need as a nation to be aware of. 100 Years of Deception, a Blueprint for the Destruction of a Nation. Alan Adichick, our guest on the program. Couple minutes left. We talked about the banksters in the beginning in 1913 who created the Federal Reserve and virtually took over the role of influencer in the country. Who are the banksters? Are they the same institutions today as were there in 1913?
Yes, absolutely. And they actually go way back before 1913. What they are is the old line private banking families that have pulled the strings that made the world dance through the centuries, actually. And the number one banking family, of course, is the House of Rothschild. And they're the ones that run the show. They're the most prominent, dominant banking family in the world. And testimony to their power is most people don't know that. You know, you always hear about who's the richest man, who's the richest family, and it's never the Rothschilds. But it obviously is, but they don't want people to know that. So they literally control the situation. So they never, that's never pointed out to anybody.
You're saying that the final question, I'm going to stretch this a couple more minutes because it's a fascinating conversation. The government today is not the outcome of gradual changes over the years. We think this has sort of evolved where we are today as a natural evolution process. But the work of conspirators who meet in secret to plot our demise. Does that actually happen? Do these people conspire and have secret meetings to plot where they're going to take us?
Oh, absolutely. And the most famous one was the meeting on Jekyll Island, where representatives from the major banks and the banking families met and actually plotted out how they were going to get the Federal Reserve Act passed. It was a criminal meeting. And it's really pathetic because if you go to the very room, and it exists today, it's still a resort, there is a plaque commemorating that meeting in that room over the fireplace. And it's a tragedy because this was the greatest, the most dismal act, I think, that happened in the history of the world, the destruction of the government of the United States of America, and these people brag about it.
And you make the case in the book that it was criminal and lay out four elements of a crime that happened during the signing of this act. The book, I said in the beginning, it will make you go straight to Google and start researching as much as you can. I think now you know what I mean when I said that, because that's exactly what you're going to want to do. The book, 100 Years of Deception, a Blueprint for the Destruction of a Nation by Alan Adichick. The book is available at Amazon. His spelling, the last name spelling is Adaschik. If you go to Google that, you'll find the book at Amazon. You can go to our website as well, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to the book. Alan, it's been a fascinating conversation. Only touched the surface of what you have in the book. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the success of the book and getting the word out there. Thank you for sharing it with us on the program today.
Great, Rick. Thank you very much. I was glad to be here.
It is our pleasure. 100 Years of Deception, a Blueprint for the Destruction of a Nation by Alan Adichick. Information available at Amazon. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.